buy the best you can buy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Things are great. St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Wednesday. Saturday is the first day of spring. Today is daylight savings time, official beginning. So if you're just joining up, maybe your clocks are a little bit mixed up, especially if there's one on the stove, one on the microwave, and all of the other ones. Going to have to spend a few minutes this morning and fix up all of those clocks so that you're not mixed up and confused all day like most of us are. But the arrival of spring is less than a week away now. We've been waiting a long time. It's finally here. And next Thursday, for those of you that have signed up for the email newsletter, will be the directions for you to get the cotton. We are packaging them up as we speak. And there'll be a little form for you to email me for shipping purposes, and then you'll be ready to start your cotton. And if you're just joining us, go to paulparent.com. At the very bottom of the front page, it will say sign up for email newsletter. Just put your email address, hit submit. And then every Thursday, you will be receiving a free email newsletter that will tell you about things that you should know in the garden. This past Thursday, we talked about fruit trees, how to get them ready and how to plant them. We talked about beach roses, how easy they are to grow. We told you how to prepare your soils and your gardens for the arrival of spring. And we talked about the white pine tree. And for those of you that didn't get the newsletter, did you know that the white pine was as much of a factor that caused the American Revolution as taxation? The white pine was the tree that broke the camel's back, because the English government decided in England that every tree that was over 24 inches in diameter in the white pine family, if you had a white pine on your property and it was over 24 inches wide, it did not belong to you. It belonged to the King of England. And that was not something that the farmers and the colonists and the lumber producers liked. It was their trees on their property, and the English government said, they belong to us so that we can use it to make masts for ships. Just a little bit of the information that's in the newsletter, plus on how to take care of it. So sign up today, paulparent.com. Lots of news coming in next week also. So sign up for the cotton, and it will be shipped to you in the days to come. George, who's up first this hour?
Gail, she's having a problem with some moss control.
Okay, Gail, tell me what's happening with the moss.
Well, I had moss just a little bit, and then it keeps on spreading and spreading, and it's not in a damp, damp place like you would think so. Now, does it just spread automatically?
Well, it will spread if your soil is acidic. And
okay.
when you live in an area where you have pine trees and you have oaks and you have a little bit of shade, you're going to have more moss. So the thing you want to do, Gail, is go to your local garden center and ask them for a bag of what's called MagiCal. It's spelled MagiCal, and it's made by Jonathan Green. One bag will treat the area that 10 bags of normal limestone will. So you're picking up 40 pounds instead of 500. And it will work in the 2-week period to make the soil less acidic. So if you only have a small area, treat that area, save what's left in the bag, and then in late August, September, when the kids go back to school, put what you have left back on that area. It's not going to happen overnight, but it will prevent it from getting worse, and it will eventually eliminate the moss that's growing in your lawn. And the other thing that by getting rid of the moss is an indicator that your soil is acid. When you put down fertilizer in those flower beds, in the vegetable garden, on your lawn, a very high percentage of the fertilizer is withheld from the plant by the acidity in the soil. So if you put down 50 pounds of fertilizer, you may only be getting maybe 25 or 30 pounds because a percentage of it is no longer available to the plant. So liming is important to all of your gardens. The only plants that don't like lime are your blueberries. The more acidic they are, the better. The blue hydrangea. If you make the soil sweet, the color of the blue hydrangea will change to pink. The plants that love a sweet soil, lilacs. If you have lilacs and they're not blooming like they should, it could be that the soil is too acidic. And if you could lime around the plant and lime like double the recommended rate, it will make the soil sweeter and they'll flower better. And of course, clematis. They love a sweet soil. And if you listen to the program, we'll help to make you a better gardener. George, who's next?
That would be Steve. He's got an Acusta cherry he'd like to ask you about.
Okay. Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Terrific. And yourself, Steve?
Good. Hey, I have a question for you. I have a Acusta cherry that I put in about 7 years ago. It was a fairly mature tree to begin with. I'll say the base of it was around the size of a tennis ball, and now the base is about the size of a softball. It has never been a real good performer, and I just was out in the yard the other day, and I noticed that there's some kind of, it almost looks like a rot going up one of the main branches off of the base of it, and a small amount of it going down the trunk towards the ground, and it appears to have almost like a clear gelatinous type texture that's on it. And I don't know if that's some kind of infestation and what you can recommend to take care of that.
Okay, when you squeeze on that gel, does it feel sticky?
Yeah, it feels just like almost like a jelly, pectin or something like that.
Okay, what I want you to do is just take a pencil or a ballpoint pen and see if you can find a hole.
Yep.
Because if you have a hole and this is coming out of it, that's a indicator that you have a borer.
Okay.
And a borer is an insect that's living inside the tree between the bark and the actual fibers that move the water from the ground up to the top of the tree. And this little bugger is cutting these water tubes that will eventually kill the tree. So there's a couple things that you can do. if you got a stiff but thin wire, sometimes you can push it into the hole and you can actually stab this guy and kill him. But there's a product made by Bayer. It's called Tree and Shrub. It's a systemic insect control that you would mix in a bucket of water, pour it directly around the base of the plant. Your tree will absorb it, and it will kill the borer in that plant. And now is the time to do it because the sap is moving in the plant right now. You're probably hearing on the radio and on the news on TV that the maple sugaring season is here. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Western Massachusetts, they're tapping all of the trees to make the maple syrup. Same thing's happening with all of your trees. The sap is coming out of the ground and moving up to the top of the tree to wake up the buds, to give you flowers, and eventually foliage. So if you can put the tree and shrub around it right now, it's going to move into the tree a lot quicker. Because if you don't kill this grub, this borer, the tree is going to die in the next year or two. So don't fool around. And again, if you can put a little wire in there, you may be able to kill them, but use tree and shrub. It will take care of it also. Thank you, Steve. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Let's work together, and we'll solve all of your gardening problems. That's 800-259-9231. Let me tell you about Converted Organic Fertilizer. This New England-based company is producing an all-natural, slow-release, and highly effective alternative to chemical lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organic Lawn Fertilizer will give you a thicker, greener, healthier, and more vibrant lawn while protecting the things that mean the most to you, your family, pets, and your environment around your home. Look for the results that works the way that nature intended by delivering nutrition to the soil and making it available to the plant when the plant calls for it. All natural converted organic fertilizers will provide you with a more healthy looking plant that will require less care, is more disease resistant, less dependent on watering, and achieves this without the use of chemicals. Converted Organic converts food waste into a product that is rich in nutrients, contains natural plant growth regulators, and organic matter that will enhance your soil, resulting in a stronger plant. Converted Organic, turning food waste into a promise for a greener future. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 12, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11.18.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.48.62, $5.74.31 for a half ounce, or $2.87.16 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.48.62, $5.74.31, or $2.87.16.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
That would be Jeff. He believes his grass has red thread.
Okay. Jeff, tell me about what the grass looks like right now.
Yes, Paul. Good morning. Down here on Cape Cod, yeah. The grass, it's a Kentucky bluegrass, and just yesterday I noticed that there are pink there are areas where the grass is a whitish pink color, not a real dark red, but it's definitely the blades are red. I picked them up and they're red through and through, kind of pink.
Okay. What red thread would have looks like little pieces of fibers like cotton candy. There would actually be growing on the individual blades and then sending this thread from one blade to the other. And traditionally, red thread is more of a June, July, August fungus. So it's been cold and it's been wet, and it could be what I would think at this time of the year, snow mold.
Okay.
And what you want to do, Jeff, is get your bamboo rake out, and I want you to rake up these areas to fluff up the soil, because once they get matted down and they're leaning on top of each other, and you're getting the amount of rain that Cape Cod's getting today,
yep,
and the rest of New England, it makes it spread faster. So if you can clean it up, rough it to try and stand up the healthy blades, and to get rid of the dead grass, then what I would do is use a straight fertilizer for now. And normally a good cleaning and warmer temperatures, this snow mold will go away.
Oh, okay.
And if you see in about 10 to 14 days that it's seems to be getting worse, then go to your local garden center and they can sell you a fungicide, either in a powder that you can put down with your spreader on top of it, or a liquid that's called Serenade that you can spray right on it with your garden hose. But before you buy anything, a good stiff raking, get all the dead grass plants out, you know, all of that winter debris, and usually just getting the air movement around it will eliminate it. But it's not red thread. It's just too cold, and that is a good thing. Thank you, Jeff. George, who's up next?
We have Jim on the line. He's got a question about a Japanese studio tree.
Okay. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. I have a Japanese tuatier in southern New Hampshire, and it has every summer it gets a little brown on the edge of the leaves. And I'm just wondering if I need to relocate it or if I can do something different to prevent it from happening.
Well, if it's getting a brown edge, it's a sign that you probably have a sandy soil and it's not able to get enough moisture. What I'd like to see you do, Jim, is go to your garden center, and I want you to pick up a fertilizer that has mycorrhiza. There's a product called Biotone, B-I-O-T-O-N-E, made by Espoma, the people that make Hollytone. And you would just take a crowbar, punch a couple dozen holes around your tree, and put like maybe a quarter of a handful in each of those 25 holes. And you want to do this from the trunk of the tree out to the drip line. And Biotone contains mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is a type of fungi that will double the size of the root system in the next 30 days. And that will help to minimize the lack of water in that plant. There is also a brand new product called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, and it is the first liquid mycorrhiza. And with this product, you just mix a couple of teaspoons per gallon of water and water it right into your ground, or you can put it in your bottle sprayers that you would put insecticides or fungicides on and just spray it over the area, and the mycorrhiza will get right into that ground and double the size of the root system, and that will prevent the brown on the edges because your roots are now much, much larger. 800-259-9231. Give us a call.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Plus shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or three hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com and use the promo code radio. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skin Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skin is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skin will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skin is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why PlantSkid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SkyDD.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're getting a little bit of rain today. Some of you are going to have a lot of rain, and, you know, that's good. That's going to flush out the salt that's left over from the winter. And remember, spring starts on Saturday, so it's time to get out there and work your lawn and begin to work your gardens. But if the soil, when you step on it, makes that squishy sound, stay off of it. And definitely do not walk into your gardens after a rain that you're getting with all of this. I mean, some places, 3 to 6 inches of rainfall is expected today and tomorrow. So stay out of those beds until you have a chance to drain and dry up a little bit. George, who's up next?
We have Joe. He's got a question about flower pots and another one about a lilac bush.
Okay. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning.
Morning.
Paul, I got a few questions for you, okay? The first thing,
sure.
You mentioned something about moss. I think it was Magical or something like that.
Yes.
Is it M-A-G-I-C-A-L?
M-A-G. It's M-A-G-I-C-A-L. It's made by Jonathan Green. And one 40-pound bag has the power of 10 50-pound bags of the old-fashioned powdered lime.
Okay, that takes care of that. The two questions I have, I got flower boxes outside on the deck. It gets total sun all day. I'm wondering what kind of flowers I can put in there that are probably like a coral color or something like that, like a terracotta color.
Like a terracotta color. Okay. Well, you can buy geraniums that will be that color. There are petunias that will be in that color. But there is one plant that I really, really like. It's called Million Bells. And Million Bells looks like a dwarf petunia. Same shape, that trumpet, but there is a terracotta-colored one. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
How tall are those, Paul?
These will actually cascade.
Oh, that sounds good. So Million Bells.
Million Bells, and unlike a lot of plants, you don't have to continuously pick off the dead flowers because it's a self-cleaning plant, and it will bloom right up until frost.
Oh, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Now, can you get that at any garden center?
You can get that at any garden center. It's grown. It comes from a collection of plants called Proven Winners. So if you go to the garden center and say, I'm looking for Million Bells, they're proven winners, and they have them in yellow, they have them in pink, and I mean all different colors, but this terracotta one is one of my favorites.
Okay, thank you very much. The other question I have is lilac. I got a lilac bush that only flowered about three flowers on it in the past 3 years. Prior to that, none. I put a product you told me to put 020 in. And you mentioned something else today. Put lime around that plant. It'll help it too?
Yes. Lilacs love a sweet soil. And if you can lime them to raise that pH and to make it sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, it's not going to happen overnight. But if you can put this Magic Cal spring and fall this year and then spring and fall next year, you're going to see that bud count is going to get better and better. Also, lilacs don't want to have the grass growing right up to the trunk. So if you can cut a little bed around it, maybe a couple feet in diameter all the way around it, so you have maybe even a 3 foot wide bed, put down some compost or some bark mulch so that the weeds don't grow, and then lime them spring and fall, you're going to see those lilacs are going to do a lot better. Now, the other thing that helps, if you want to grow your gardens organically, this mycorrhizer is the new technology in gardening. And I have never seen anything grow plants like this. I used it, it was 3 years ago. And I used mycorrhizer when I was planting perennials. And I planted a whole bunch of perennials underneath a couple of red crimson king leaf maples, one on each side of my driveway. And what happened the following year, it just blew my mind. I put the mycorrhizae in because it stimulates the root system of the perennials. And they grew so fast. I mean, I was just so excited. The plants were much bigger than I expected after the first year. The next spring, the mycorrhizae got into the ground where my red maples were. And red maples traditionally will make maybe 6 to 8 inches of new growth. Anything that's got a colored leaf doesn't grow as fast as a green leaf. The following spring, that Crimson King maple grew on the average 22 inches of new growth, to a point where my neighbor across the street came over and said, what did you do to your tree? I can't believe how much new growth it's made this year. It was that noticeable. So you can use something called Biotone that contains mycorrhizae. You can use a new liquid mycorrhizae called Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. It's the first liquid mycorrhizae. And either one of those two. But if you can really give your plant a good soaking, maybe a couple of times during the year, it replaces phosphorus. And phosphorus is what's needed to make flower buds. And if they weren't made last year, your plants make the flower buds during June, July, and August for the following year. So get it on there now. It will help to give you a bigger root system. It will also help to cut back on the powdery mildew. Mycorrhizae fights powdery mildew on your lilac. That's the white coloration on the foliage. So you give that a try, Joe. You're going to love it. George, who's next?
That would be Denise. She'd like to move some daffodils.
Denise, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a problem. I want to move some daffodils.
Okay. Well, the best time is when they finish blooming. But if you have to move them, as soon as they're out of the ground an inch or two, you can dig them. But you've got to make sure that they don't all crumble. So try, I mean, you know, we're getting quite a bit of rain in New England right now. So that if you can take a shovel and hold the whole clump together to replant it, you should be okay. But pre-dig the hole, put some compost in, and then take a shovel and make sure that you dig straight down so you don't slice into the bulb. And you can move them right now, or the best time is let it bloom. When the flowers get done, cut off the flowers so that they don't use energy to make seed. And when the leaves turn brown, then dig them and put them into wherever you want to go. So you've got a choice. But if you're going to move them in the spring, you can't wait until they're 10 inches tall and have flowers. You've got to do it before the blooming cycle begins on that plant. Okay? Thank you, Denise. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And I'll give you that website again if you're looking for organic products. It's called extremelygreen.com. And this is a website that just deals with organic products. Just in case some of you have a garden center and they don't carry a lot of organics, this is a site that will have it for you. And the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to paulparent.com. And every Thursday, you will receive a free email newsletter. You can read it, then just get rid of it, or you can print it and save it, because there's a lot of great information on it. Coming up this week, how to grow raspberries, how to grow onions, and what to do in your perennial bed, plus a tree good for your yard. George, who's next?
Patrick has a question about caterpillars.
Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Last
morning.
Year, my weeping cherry and a lot of the oaks got really hammered by, I think it was the winter moth caterpillars.
Yes.
I mean, it was worse than I thought. I was going to treat it, but I thought, well, it's not that bad. But as the season went on, I realized they really got hammered pretty good. So I was wondering what I could do this year to help them this year.
Okay. The first thing you want to do, Patrick, is if you can fertilize those plants right now while it's still dormant, it will give it some of the energy that it lost because of the foliage being chewed. The leaves on a plant is the factory that makes the food to keep that plant going. And if the caterpillars eat the leaves, your factory production is not as good, and it doesn't grow as well as it would with a full leaf. So if you can feed them, go to your local nursery. You can get a fertilizer called Plant Tone. It's an all-organic, all-natural, and it's really easy. Just take a crowbar, punch a hole in the ground, wiggle it, and put a half a handful of food in it. And because it's organic, it will not burn. Now, at the very first sign of you seeing holes, there's a new organic product called Spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, Spinosad. It's a disease. And you spray it on your leaves, it will only kill caterpillars. Won't hurt the birds, won't hurt bees or beneficial insects, but when the caterpillar takes a bite of that leaf and it gets in his belly, within 3 to 6 hours, that caterpillar is dead. And what's really good is the virus will take over the body and fill the whole body with this virus, and then it explodes, splashing juice on the leaf so that when other caterpillars come, they get it. So it's a continuous buildup of these fungus, disease, not fungus, but disease-type spores that will kill, and it's totally natural. You can also take the spinosad, and if you have tomato hornworms, it will kill the big green tomato hornworms, and it works wonderful on potatoes. If you have Colorado potato beetles, it will kill that beetle. And again, it's all natural, it's all organic. They found it in the Caribbean, and it was growing in the soil around a rum factory, found by accident. And it is absolutely wonderful, but totally organic, totally safe, and all types of caterpillars, and it will do a great job. 800-259-9231 is the number. You give us a call, we're going to work together to help you to have a great garden. And when the rain stops, if you have fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, and if you have the flowering varieties of these trees, you need to spray them this month with copper fungicide. Copper fungicide is disease control that kills the disease spores before they have a chance to attack your tree. And if you have peaches, this is something that should be applied because it will prevent peach leaf curl, that twisting of the leaf. Copper fungicide is brand new and organic.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. George, let's go right to those phone lines. Who's up next?
That would be Barbara. She's got a question about moving an Adam's needle.
Okay. Barbara, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I would like to know if I can move my Adam's needle now.
Okay. Is it potted now or is it in your garden?
It's in the garden.
It's in the garden.
Yeah.
You can start to move everything right now. So you could dig rose bushes, relocate them. You could dig all of your perennials and divide them and relocate them. It's spring, and anything can be moved. You can dig birches, azaleas, rhododendrons. This is the time of the year, Barbara. So if it's not raining where you are, get the shovel out, and let's get transplanting. George, who's next?
That would be Jim. He has a question about triple phosphate.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Enjoy your program. I'll try to be quick. I had purchased a bag of triple phosphate, and I can't remember why. And what can I use it for and do it with to get it out of my shed and put it to use?
Okay. Triple phosphate is a fertilizer that encourages root development and flower buds. So if you sprinkle it like you do rock salt on ice in your perennial bed, in the vegetable garden, around plants that produce flowers like rhododendrons, azaleas, dogwoods, flowering crabs, It will encourage them to grow a stronger root system to make them hardier, and it will help them to produce more blossoms on their plants. And there's no better time than a day like today. So, and that way the rain can wash it right in and it can begin to work for you sooner. So between the big showers, put on your raincoat, get out there and just broadcast that, and that will get it out of your tool shed and will make your plants grow better. Thank you, Jim. George, who's next?
Cheryl has a question about bushes.
Cheryl, good morning. How can we help you with your shrubs this morning?
Hi. We haven't had any success planting blueberries in our yard. We tried putting compost and peat into the soil, but the blueberry bushes got smaller rather than larger.
Okay. Are they getting plenty of sun?
Yeah, they're in full sun, and they're next to our vegetable garden, so they're getting plenty of water as well.
Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to buy a fertilizer called Hollytone. And Hollytone is a fertilizer for rhododendrons, azaleas, and things like that. Blueberries must have an acid-type soil to really grow. And if you can feed them with the Hollytone a couple times a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, you're going to see a big difference. The other thing is they need to have a couple of inches of bark mulch or compost around them. Because during the heat of summer, the roots are very shallow and they dry out. And if you can put a couple of inches of either pine bark mulch, compost, you can use straw, ground up organic matter, pine needles, anything like that to create this barrier. That will keep the ground frozen during the winter. It will keep the weeds down. It will keep the soil in the ground during the heat of summer, and they will do much better. And it will also help to make it more acidic. So Hollytone fertilizer, spring and fall, I would put, use a good mounded handful for every 3 feet of height or spread of the plant. And then put down this bark mulch or compost or something, and that will help tremendously and keep the lime away from them at all times. Okay? What do you think, George? You think we get a minute that we can get one more?
Yeah, let's do it. Wallen wants to know something about Agapactus.
Okay. Good morning. Give me a... Yes, how can we help you today?
Oh, Paul, this is Wallen.
Yes.
I met you last fall at Agway about the Agapactus. I showed you
yes.
a picture of all those blooms.
Right.
If you remember not, but now I'm trying to divide them now, but yeah, I have to use a hatchet. But then I get the root structure. It's the size of a football, practically. How much roots do I leave on those things when I divide
well,
them?
Well, you... Okay, the thing that you want to do is don't divide them now because the Agapanthus are getting ready to bloom during May. So if you divide them now, you'll shock them and you won't have any flowers. When the blooming cycle is over, then split them in half and try and get as much of a root as possible. Have a great week, everybody.